It's a download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman. Let's get this show on the road. We got a big one tonight. I'm very excited to have everybody here. First, let's kick it off with the carryout. It's, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Global pressure being applied to the UN and the United States on what to do in the latest chemical weapons attack, which allegedly came from the Assad-run Syrian military, killed swarms of innocent people, and the pictures of what it did to children make the old Sally Struthers commercials look uplifting. President Trump did come out today and rail against Assad for the attacks, while Russia defended Syria, saying it was a terrorist that did it. They were making chemical weapons, and the planes bombed that facility, and, you know, Benghazi. I don't know. That's been roundly rejected by the international community, and now the UN Security Council is deciding what to do. Trump got tough, though, so kudos to him for doing so, rolling back the blame game on the Obama administration and putting it squarely on the shoulders of Assad, which is a great step forward. Trust me, there's plenty to blame Obama on when it comes to Syria, and history will do so. But right now, let's keep our eyes on the prize. In a startling reversal, the White House removed Steve Bannon from the Security Council. It made waves when he was put on the council, usually a meeting that's off limits to White House advisors. My guess why he got removed, either he was A, in over his head, not understanding the role and responsibility of the National Security Council, or B, body odor. The room's probably pretty tight, right? Bannon's kind of got that certain look to him, right? I'm not the only one that thinks that, right? The investigation into who leaked intelligence information on NSA Director Michael Flynn has turned to Susan Rice. She's asked for the identities of certain members of the Trump transition team when she was in office. And then that was the Trump transition team that was caught on surveillance. This, of course, an illegal request, unless you're the NSA director. And last I checked, Susan Rice was the NSA director. But still, Benghazi. Right? Right. President Trump did take some time out of his schedule yesterday to bash on Chicago, but not violence this time. Instead, it was schools. Apparently said that the numbers, academic achievement numbers, in big city schools like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles are, quote, rough. This, of course, is generic speak from our president that always gets him in trouble because Mayor Emanuel pounced and touted huge improvements when it comes to the academic numbers in Chicago public schools. Now, budgets, that's a different story. Maybe they could use some of those overachieving eighth graders to come up with a new funding model in Springfield. Mayor Emanuel went on to say this is, quote, fake news, which is really turning into the phrase of 2017, right? Which I guess is better than saying not after every sentence. Or, yeah, baby. Or, nice. Although, don't get me wrong, I'd love it if Mayor Emanuel was like, yeah, Trump, nice. Don't you wish politicians would use more of, like, the phrases of now? Yeah. Oh, behave. What do you think of that, Mayor Emanuel? Oh, behave. That's what I would say. Okay. Also tonight, word from the Chicago Teachers Union that they're not going to strike on May 1st. They were planning a one-day strike to protest furlough days. But, of course, if CPS springs any more furlough dates, they will. So something tells me that's the green light for CPS to do exactly that, right? The most dysfunctional relationship in Chicago politics. Guarantee. It's like clockwork. Speaker Ryan recently sent a bill to President Trump requiring drug testing for anyone who wants unemployment. This, of course, plays to the stereotype that those who don't work are drug addicts living off the government's teat. But studies have shown that when testing has happened in the past, I think there was only one fine administered. And more importantly, it cost the government $736 per test per person. What? What? Can't they just go to Walgreens and get the $60 kit? $736? So do the math. And it's a lot of math, so I'll just give you the answer. Yes, it costs taxpayers more to test for drugs than drug users to get unemployment. That just blew my mind, man. Oh, man. In consumer news, Krispy Kreme is buying Panera. I think I could get behind a glazed shrimp salad. I really could. In entertainment news, Barry Manilow's come out of the closet at the age of 73. He said he didn't want to reveal being gay to his fans for fear that they would be disappointed, even though he has been married to a man for 3 years. Really? Have I misunderstood who's listening to Barry Manilow? I think they already knew. And now it's time for the downloads. April the Giraffe Report! Dang, still pregnant. And that was the Downloads April the Giraffe Report! Pete, we got to get a theme song for that, right? Like, we get some out-of-work musicians, or I was thinking like the guys from World Party, right? Like, those guys would be great. Like, if we get a World Party-inspired April the Giraffe theme song in here by next week. Oh, we got spring break next week. But maybe the week after, because you know that giraffe's still going to be pregnant. In weather, what a night, huh? Nonstop rain and snow, or as I like to call it, rain-o, or snowing. Whatever it is, it's accompanied by high winds, and that's going to wreak havoc on the area with possible power outages. Oh, joy. If we can hunker down and beat tonight, though, 71 degrees and sunny this weekend. So just remember that when getting pelted in the window by snow rain. In sports, the Cubs and the Sox were postponed today, so I guess it's just one long replay of the 1977 All-Star Game with Freddie Lynn. Remember that? Do they do that anymore? Why would you not? That's the best programming of all time, the recaps of the 1970s All-Star Games. If you had access to the old rain delay All-Star Games, wouldn't you put them in primetime? Go ahead and cancel the new Joey Tribbiani vehicle and put this in. Tuesday nights at 7:30 on CBS, Bill Madlock in the 1974 All-Star Game, right? It's kind of the best thing that ever been on television.
Yes.
Used to root for a rain delay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Tony Lasorda mic'd up. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
At some point or another, they went to like 2.5 Men reruns. And you're like, no, I will watch over and over and over the Freddie Lynn All-Star Game.
There's nothing worse than falling asleep during a Cubs game and waking up to a 2.5 Men rerun.
Save it for the next awards. That is the worst. All right, the Bulls did what they do best last night. They lost to an inferior team on the road when they absolutely needed to win. You know what? They're reverse ballers. We write them off, they win a couple, then they get back to a point where it counts, and they lose to the Knicks. To the Knicks! They got a half-game lead on the 8th spot with about 4 games to go. Two more left for the Hawks on the road. Just don't get hurt, right? That's what I say about that. Nothing to say except getting ready to play Nashville in the first round. In former Bears news, there are simmering rumors that Jay Cutler may be heading to either Texas or Denver now that the Tony Romo train stalled on the tracks. Oh, man. I can't think which would be better. What's a better fit? Let me just think about this. Cutler throws an interception, then he gets in the face of Coach O'Brien. No. Or Cutler throws an interception, then he gets in a fight with Von Miller. No, maybe. It's somewhere. I can't. It's one of those two, right? Which one seems more natural? I think the only natural thing would be Playgirl at this point. Come on, Jay. Take those nice buns to a pictorial. And finally tonight, in nightclub news, a new tenant is taking over the old Chicago Historical Society building, which means nothing to nobody. Let me redo that sentence the way it should be said. And finally tonight, in nightclub news, a new tenant is taking over the old Excalibur spot next to Portillo's. Right? Can't wait for the Red Bull and vodka hot dog hangovers. Oh, yum. Yum. That's the carryout for April 5th, 2017. Hey, we double bagged your order tonight. And it still won't stop the grease, but still, it's the gesture that counts. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché. We'll talk about the CPD consent decree and whether or not it's just dead on arrival. The new Attorney General and Justice Department saying they're going to review them. There may not be any sort of reforms to the Chicago Police Department in the near future. We'll talk with Mike Fouché coming up here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.